Yeah, go ahead, Brother Stacy.
No, Brother Eddie.
Hey.
Mom and dad and daughter here, my son-in-law. Me and my dad ain't always seen eye to eye. Now, my mom.
Yeah. What a blessing.
It's going to be God's will, whatever happens.
That's right.
You may outlive me, Dad. I may die tomorrow. But if I do, I'll be in heaven.
Amen.
There's no doubt. I'm about to bust.
Amen, brother.
I couldn't even pray. I was going to cry.
Amen, brother. Amen to that.
It's getting better. The older he gets, the mellow out of
it. Amen. What a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ain't that good? And by the way, that older you get, I think it's working both ways. Amen. Don't ever talk about your daddy being bullheaded. The apple don't fall very far from the tree. Amen. Am I exceptionally loud? Is that too loud? It will be in a minute. Brother Freddie said, you're always too loud. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 2. Somebody said, you're still going to preach? I am, just for a minute anyway. I could just run a lap with Brother Tommy. Somebody said, that's out of order. No, you're out of order if you criticize it. Amen. Amen. I wonder how much more God would bless us if we'd give him the credit for it. I wonder how much more he'd hear and answer our prayers if we'd shout about it and praise him when he does. Amen? Amen. I like it, brother. If anybody's got something to shout and run the aisles about this morning, it is Brother Tommy Mann. And by the way, God's been just as good to me as he has to him. Let me just carry that a little further. God's been just as good to you as he has to him. How dare we sit tight-lipped, amen. I just preached last Sunday on shouting. Some of you didn't get it, did you? Amen. Remember Sunday night, Brother David Connell showed you how easy it was. Maybe it was Sunday morning. He just got beside himself and couldn't shut up, amen. Hey, I think it's all right. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 2. I just want to say this morning, thank God for family. If you've got a good family, you're to praise the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hey, if your husband doesn't beat on you and knock you around, if your spouse is faithful, if your children turned out halfway decent, somebody ought to clap your hands and give God some glory. Amen. Let me tell you, it wasn't your doing. It was the grace of God. Amen. Come December, Sister Angie and I will celebrate 30 years being married. Roger's not here this morning, but at my bachelor's party, Brother Roger Bush and Kevin Littlefield were making bets on how long our marriage would last. Kevin gave us a year. Roger gave us 6 months. And they were doing this in front of me, betting on my marriage. They both lost. I'd say I ought to get the money. Amen. Hallelujah. 30 years. You know what that's been? That's been the grace of God. Both of my friends had enough sense to look at me and say, we know you and you won't make it 6 months or you won't make it a year, but I'm glad there's somebody else in on the bet that night and his name was Jesus Christ. And they said, hey, y'all have left me out of the equation. Once I get my hand on him, see how long he lasts. Amen. 30 years, what a blessing. Thank God for my family. My children are in church with me this morning, and not because it's a special day. I get to sit in church with my children Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Ain't that good? Amen. So we take this stuff for granted, and we think we deserve our family to be doing well and to doing right, but we don't deserve it. It gets really quiet when you say stuff like that. I deserve divorce court. I deserve child support and alimony and everything that goes with it. I deserve to only get to see my children every other weekend or whatever the case is, but God has been good. So y'all just have to excuse me. I'm just going to have to shout and wave my hands a little bit and say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Ephesians chapter number 2. I'm going to talk about the family just for a few minutes this morning, then we'll baptize. Ephesians chapter 2. I want you to look at verse number 19. The Bible said, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Something happened drastically in Ephesians chapter number 2. We start Ephesians chapter number 2 dead in trespasses and sins. We find out in Ephesians chapter number 2 that we are aliens, we are foreigners and strangers from the family of God. I remember growing up in church, and I grew up in White Oak Springs, and we had services like this, people shouting, people testifying, people praying. And I remember, Brother Freddie, when that was strange to me. I remember Sister Jean Williams, that she'd get on her all fours in the altar. That was our pastor's wife. And you could hear her pray all the way to the back row. And she'd get done praying. And then she'd get to shouting. And I thought it was the craziest thing in the world. Sister Evelyn Newton would stand up over here on this side of the church. And I don't mean go whoo or whoopee. I'm talking about blood-curdling shouting, buddy. And then she'd get started. And then different ones. I mean, it'd just be all over the place. And I thought, man, those people are crazy. You know why I thought that? I was a foreigner. Sometimes you've got to be in a family to understand a family. Do you understand you can put up with your family better than anybody else? Do you understand that? There's people in your family that you have to just deal with. Is that right? Come on. Y'all scared to say amen because they're here. Amen. We've all got them. We've got people that you just tolerate them and you just put up with them because you love them. Amen. Because you're related. Now, you can talk about them.
Come on, preacher.
And you can run them in the ground. But we better lay off. Is that right? Amen. Hey, I talk about my sister. I mean, I'll get on her case. I mean, but I'll get after her. But you mess with her, I'll beat you in Jesus' name. Amen. I won't even ask permission. I'll just wait and get forgiveness. Amen. That's my baby sister, and you better leave her alone. You all right? You know what that is? That's family.
Yeah, that's right.
Family has a way with dealing with stuff, don't we?
Yeah.
Amen. But I didn't understand that church family before I got saved. I just didn't understand what all that shouting was about. I didn't understand what all that testifying was about. I didn't understand what all that praying was about. But when I got born again, I, who was a stranger and a foreigner, got grafted in to the household or the family, if you will, of God.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you are glad you're in the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. Had somebody ask me here one time, said, why do y'all call everybody brother and sister? Simple question. I'll give you a simple answer. Because we are.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8 and verse number 15, the Bible said we've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. If he's your father and he's my father, then you're my brother and you're my sister. Is that right? We are a family. I wonder why churches fly apart at the seams like they do.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Something's wrong in the family.
Yes, sir.
Family usually forgive one another. Amen.
Let
me give you a couple of thoughts about the family and we'll baptize. I want you to notice, and we have scripture for everything we're talking about this morning. I want you to note the foundation of the family. Did you know God only started two institutions on this earth? Only two. The church and the family.
Amen.
Did you know the family came before the church?
Right,
amen. What are you saying? I'm saying your family's number one. And your family ought to be number one. Hey, ladies, your husband ought to be number one, not somebody else's.
That's right.
Me and your wife ought to be number one and not somebody else's. Can I get up? Somebody help me right there. Hey, man, there's so much adultery and garbage going on in this world. Hey, that wasn't God's plan.
That's right.
We're living in a world that looks at the family like it's nothing but a passing phase. And we're not family-minded anymore. We're government-minded. Sweet, precious, Miss Hillary said, it takes a village to raise a child. Would y'all forgive me of just saying what I think about that? She's an idiot. She married an idiot. I don't care what side of the political fence you're riding on, but that's stupid. Amen. The foundation of the family has to be that foundation which no other man can lay, and that is the man Christ Jesus. He is the foundation of the family. God ordained in Genesis chapter number 3 that a man should not be alone, so he made a helpmeet suitable for him. He put Adam to sleep, took a rib out of his side, and when he woke up, there was Eve.
Yes, sir.
Not Steve. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Somebody say, oh, you hate homosexuals. No, I don't love them.
Yeah.
But I hate their sin as much as I hate any other sin. Amen. It's not a way you're born. It's a life you choose. That ain't in my notes this morning, but we have the famous retired basketball player who just came out and said, I'm gay. Well, he was married and has children. So he wasn't always gay. When I was little, gay was happy. Now it's... Some of y'all ain't liking this. I'm talking about what constitutes a family is a man and a woman.
Amen.
Amen. You can't have a family any other way. The plumbing just won't work. Y'all okay? God created man and woman and told them to reproduce. Me and Brother Freddie couldn't do that if we tried. Are y'all okay? I'm just talking about the foundation of a family. It starts with God and then a man and a woman. Why is it that even the world lost on their way to hell want nothing to do with God, want nothing to do with church until it's time to get married? Something inside them tells them that is a godly institution. And when they want to get married, it's a special day. And even though they don't recognize God and they don't honor God, hey, they won't go to the justice of the peace. They want a man of God to marry them. Because even in our hearts, when we're lost, tells us there's something holy about that institution.
Amen.
Amen. The foundation of marriage, the foundation of a family is a man and a woman. And the ideal situation is a man and a woman that love God. Have got God in their heart. Now listen, I'm not giving myself credit, but I believe with all my heart my children are in church this morning and serving God because me and my wife are. We didn't put them on a bus and send them. We put them in a car and brought them. Y'all listening? We didn't tell them it was good to go to church. We showed them it was good to go to church. Amen. We had God in our heart first. That foundation has got to be right.
Amen.
Amen. I know this is simple this morning, but it's simple.
Yeah.
The foundation of the home in God's eyes is a man that has God's heart and a woman that has God's heart. And by the way, when a man and a woman are right with God, hey, there won't be no adultery. There won't be any divorce. There won't be no screaming and hollering and throwing bricks at one another. A man and woman sat down in my office fixing to go see a lawyer, going to get a divorce. I said, wait a minute, whoa, let me ask a question first. I looked at the lady. I said, ma'am, as far as you know, in your heart, are you right with God? She said, of course I am. I knew that was a lie. When you can answer that fast, that's lip service.
Yes, sir.
I looked at the man. I said, sir, as far as you know, in your heart, are you right with God? He said, yes, sir, I am. I said, well, y'all hit the door.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. We need to talk to you. No, you don't. Because if you're right with God, ma'am, and you're right with God, sir, like you say you are, you're right with each other.
That's right, preacher.
You know, if you're right with God like you say you are, you don't have a marital problem.
That's right.
Yeah, but preacher, it's deeper than that. No, it's not. It's just that simple. If that foundation is right, everything else is going to be okay. But if that foundation is fractured or faltered, hey, everything that's built on the top of it is crumbling. Some of you don't have an adultery problem. You have a foundation problem. You don't have an anger problem. You have a foundation problem. And if you get the foundation repaired and you'd get that right this morning, then you could go out of here and build something on top of that. Amen. The foundation of the family is a man and a woman that love God. We all right? That's the foundation of the family. Now, listen, the focus of the family. The focus of the family. What's his name? Dobson, James Dobson, I believe it is, has the radio program Focus on the Family, and he always talks about family matters and family issues, and that's a good thing. But our focus, the focus on the family, just let me just put it real simple, him. Amen. If we'd get a wife and a husband that would get their minds centered around Christ, and if we'd get a mama and a daddy that would point those babies to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, y'all listen to me. Hey, it's okay to play ball, but don't point them that way. Hey, point them to Jesus Christ, or the ball field can't save them. Gymnastics can't save them. Volleyball can't save them. Dance class can't save them. Karate can't save them. Oh, but Jesus Christ will save their soul. Our problem is where we focus. Where we focus. I talked to a man recently who has a child in rodeo. And all they do is travel the country. I mean mile after mile after mile after mile taking this kid to rodeo. I thought, man, when do you take this kid to church? Yeah. It's great. He can ride a horse. Well, what happens when one of them stones him in the head and you have to bury that child? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I'd rather raise saved kids than rich kids.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather raise saved kids than talented kids.
Amen.
And boy, God's given me some talented kids.
Amen.
Amen. I can't wait here just a few more weeks. We have Levi's CD out. Boy, that thing's going to be awesome. Thank God for the talent. Hey, but I got to recognize where the talent comes from, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
You know what would be good today if we get some moms and dads on this altar? Brother Todd gave the testimony about his nanny, 83 years old. Sometimes she said in 1962, is that right? That's 2 years before I was born. 2 years before I was born, nanny and her husband made a decision. Is that right? They made a decision that they was going to follow God in their house.
Amen.
What's the fruit of that? Brother Todd. You heard Brother Todd say it, I probably wouldn't be here, and I probably wouldn't be saved. But way back yonder somewhere, my nanny and my papa all made a decision that they're going to trust Christ, and they're going to follow Christ, and they're going to push their family and point their family in that direction. Can you imagine? I didn't hear her say it, but I'm a grandfather, and I know how we love our grandbabies. Can you imagine how nanny's heart felt this morning? Standing beside that piano, watching her old grandbaby play and do it very well, and her be able to sing with him accompanying her on that. Don't you know that was a blessing, man?
Amen.
Woo! That's all because of a decision you made way back yonder, and it's still having an effect on his life today. And we're going to baptize. Was Hayden your great grandbaby? We're going to baptize that great-grandbaby here in just a few minutes. Hey, still partly because of a decision made way back yonder in the 1960s. Hey, we need a mom and a dad this morning to say, honey, we need to make a decision. We're going to follow God with our household.
Amen.
Then if God adds all that other stuff, the talent and all that, that's great.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, boy, what a blessing to know.
Amen.
But they're saved and on their way to heaven. Listen, I can take you up to the graveyard. Brother William, we've buried them from that big. I'll never forget that day as long as I live. Long as I live, Brother William and Jennifer's little baby. That little casket wasn't much bigger than a shoebox, was it, Brother William? Last time I was at that cemetery, last time I was doing a funeral, I walked over to that little graveside. Hey, you're not promised tomorrow. God forbid you have to bury one of your children. That's any parent's worst nightmare. But boy, we've had to do it. And we've done it time and time and time again. You better make sure now, Mom and Dad, it's your responsibility. You say, preacher, it's your job. No, it's not. It's your job.
Amen,
I'm here to aid you.
Yes, sir. That's right.
In your home. I'm not here to run your home.
That's
I don't get in your family business. I don't do that. That's your job. We could take time this morning. I know we got to baptize, but we can show you from the Bible where it's your job. Teach them the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. Sunday school is not here to teach them the Word of God. It's here to aid you in teaching them the Word of God. Wouldn't it be something if your little boy or little girl got to Sunday school and the teacher said, okay, we're going to study and read about Daniel in the lion's den. And your little boy said, we just read that at home last night. Mama just told me about Daniel yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We've allowed the government to teach us that everything's somebody else's job.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Kids are a great responsibility.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not Hillary's job to raise my children.
Amen.
It's not Michelle's job to choose the diet for my child.
Amen.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What state was it that quit selling 2-liter Cokes? That's the dumbest thing. New York, yeah, that's about right. Amen.
Yeah.
New York, can't buy a 2-liter Coke. What, why don't you buy 2 1-liters?
Yeah.
This bunch is jacked up from the floor up, man, I'm telling you. Amen. Now listen, it has gotten so bad that to raise your children the Bible way and the godly way, you just about got to hide in secret to do it.
Amen, preacher.
I'm against child abuse. I catch you abusing a child, we'll abuse you. We'll get seven, eight of us. You might whoop me by yourself, but I got a posse.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We won't wait on the family and children's services. No, we'll come see you ourselves.
Yes, sir, preacher.
These babies come in here with handprints on them. Hey, we coming after you, Jack.
Yes, sir.
I ain't wrong with Stacy. We'll get them. Jason, where you at? We can handle it. Somebody said, is that a threat? No, it's a promise.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
That's the way they used to do it in the old days. You mistreat your wife or your children, somebody come see you.
Yes, sir.
Take you out behind the barn and have a little powwow.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe in child abuse, but I believe in corporal punishment.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all look like you just swallowed something real sour. God put that meat where he put it.
Yes, sir.
For a reason. Now, Mama, God gave me very little of it, so you shouldn't have whooped me as much as you did. Amen. Amen. My children grew up with a paddle.
Yeah.
Amen.
I sawed it out of plywood on a job one day. I thought, well, that'd make a good paddle. Was it a good paddle, Levi?
No.
He said it wasn't. I think it was. Amen. I don't think Ashley ever got it. She was the one time. I did get to get you one time. She was the godchild. I could just look at her and she'd cry. Katie and Levi, different story. Whipping Levi became my hobby. Amen. He's not bruised. He's not scarred. I'm so sick of this world's philosophy. You make your kids go to church, they'll grow up and hate church.
Yeah.
You make your kids go to church, but they'll grow up, they won't never go back to church. That's a lie.
Amen.
Why can't we preach, hey, I don't think you ought to make your kids go to school.
Yes,
it ought to be their decision.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Right.
Don't make that baby go to school. Man, that's 8 hours. Church is only two.
Yeah,
or three if you come here.
Yeah.
Amen. It's our philosophy, man. It's whacked.
You're right.
You meet that responsibility. That baby wake up on Monday morning. I used to do that every Monday. I can't talk. I got a fever. I'd get Mama's cigarette lighter and light the other end of that thermometer. Mama would say, you have not got a temperature of 500. Get up and get your clothes on. You're going to school. Y'all okay? I don't want to go to Sunday school today. Oh, okay, baby. You stay here and watch SpongeBob.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
That'll meet your spiritual needs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We okay? The focus of the family ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I had a drug problem growing up.
Yeah.
Severe drug problem. I was drugged to church every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Every Sunday night, Wednesday night, visitation all day on Saturday. My biggest prayer as a child that was somebody would invent a TV to go in the car. He answered my prayer. It's about 30 years late. Amen. I wanted to watch cartoons like all the other kids. I mean, we was in church every time the doors was open. Isn't it weird? I grew up and hated church so bad. I hate it so bad I go nearly every day. It's the sixth time I've been in church this week. You'd think I'd be in a hurry to get out. Some of y'all wish I was. Amen. The foundation of the family, it must be the Lord Jesus Christ. The focus of the family, it must be the Lord Jesus Christ. The function of the family ought to be to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody said, good, not all this the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you get to do nothing else? Sure, man. Hey, it's almost August. You know what that means? It means it's almost September. You know what that means? It's almost bow season. If it's brown, it's down. Amen. Tell Peter that. While I'm giving them a tenderloin biscuit, amen. They change their mind if they ever ate right, amen.
That's right.
Hey, we're going to deer hunt. We're going to have a good time. Amen. I got an invite to go to Montana. If I killed the elk, I'd have to put it in here. I ain't got to seal it high enough. I think it'd look real good right there in the baptistry, amen. Hey, man, we have a good time. We have fun. Brother Stacy and I was talking the other day about getting some of these men together and getting us a deep sea fishing trip. Hey, don't think we don't ever have a good time. We have more fun when we asleep.
Yeah.
Amen. I was laying in the bed Tuesday night. You have to imagine, if you know Brother Tony Shirley and his assistant pastor, Brother Matt McDaniel, and you know me, and we're all three about on the same level, and we all staying in one room together in his mama's little single-wide trailer. Oh, Lord. It's a wonder I've slept at all. I woke up one morning, Brother Tony said, did you sleep good? I said, yeah, man, I slept like a baby. He said, you laughed all night. I said, man, I'm having so much fun, I couldn't stop. Amen. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I got thinking about something one of them did or said in my sleep and was just laughing. I don't know. But I'm serious. We have a great time. Hey, serving the Lord doesn't mean it's a bad thing, man. It's a great thing. Amen. Colorado, can you imagine? 23 of us going to Colorado together? We're going to have fun. We may have too much fun. You get some of us together and it ain't a good thing, man. We provoke one another, amen? We're going to have a good time, man. What a blessing. You know, when I got saved, man, we'd been to Tennessee, I believe, Mama, and Florida, North Carolina to visit my grandmother. That's about it. Granddaddy Jim took me one time over to Alabama to the space thing. That's the only place I'd ever been. Do you know what? It'd be easier to tell you where I've not been since I got saved.
Amen.
That's just the Lord, man. I've had a blast. Because of the Lord, my wife and I stood a few weeks ago at the foot of the Grand Teton Mountains. Yeah. Because of the Lord, we went to the Cody, Wyoming night rodeo. What a blessing. I'm serious, aren't I? We stood in Yellowstone and watched Old Faithful spit up about 150 foot in the air. He said, well, that was just a vacation. No, it's a preaching trip.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody told me the other day, I was preaching off somewhere, and the pastor, he doesn't ever travel, and he was just dogging me out. He said, man, you ain't no evangelist. He said, you hunt and fish, and sure do. Yeah. You know what that is? That's God blessing me for serving him. And if you'll get the function of your family right, Joshua told the whole nation of Israel, he said, y'all do what you want, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I think it's a blessing we've got children around here this tall that hand out gospel tracts. You know what that is? That's training up a child in the way he should go. Amen. Sister Edwina's not in here this morning. If she was, she'd holler amen. She has testified time and time and time again how bad she hated that she didn't have God in her heart when her kids were little.
Yeah.
Amen. I love to hear these kids stand up and sing. Oh, Harley, where's he at? What is it he likes to sing, Ashley?
Psalms 48.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hey, I ain't even got to ask him or prod him. All I got to do is hand that boy a microphone. And he's singing, giving God glory. Amen. Amen. That ought to be the function of our family, the focus of our family, the foundation of our family. Notice they're all the same. It's him. It's him. And if we're saved this morning and we know God, our family's got a pretty good future. Amen. 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 Stacy, you stood there and testified a while ago, told your daddy he might outlive you. But if he does, you'd see him in heaven. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. My family's got a bright future. Amen. I'm not worried about the economy. Amen. I'm not worried about the political realm. Everything's going according to God's plan. Amen. My son just recently stood in this pulpit two Sunday nights ago, I believe it was, preached as good a message as I ever heard. Amen. I've heard his testimony of his salvation. My oldest daughter, I know that she's saved. My baby girl, I know that she's saved. Their husbands, I know they're saved. Levi's wife, I know she's saved. My oldest grandchild has already trusted Christ. I believe with all my heart the others will follow suit. My family's got a future in heaven. Let me ask you a question. We're fixing to have the altar call and we're going to baptize. I'm going to have Brother Charles open the doors of the church while we get ready to baptize. Listen to me carefully. Dad, can you look your wife or your children in the eyeball right now and tell them, if something happens to Daddy, Daddy will be in heaven? Can you do it? If you can, would you? Would you just turn to them right now? Don't be scared. Tell them. Daddies, tell them. Right now, if something happens to me, I'll be in heaven. You know I'll be in heaven. You tell them. Mom, can you do the same thing? You just did? Okay. Is my mama the only one who took the lead on that? Ladies, would you look at your family? Would you tell them, hey, if something happens to me, I want you to know I'll be in heaven? Amen. Would you tell them?
Hallelujah.
Hey, you don't know how many funerals I've been to when I asked the children, hey, was your daddy saved? I don't know. We hope he was.
Yes.
Man, I want my children to know.
Yeah. Amen.
Levi, something happened to me, I want you to preach my funeral, son. I'm serious heart attack. I want you to preach. I got to preach my daddy's funeral. One of the greatest honors ever I had in my life.
Amen.
And I had the privilege of knowing my daddy was saved. I don't know if I could have done it had I not known, Brother Freddie. I didn't think I could do it knowing, but the Lord helped me.
Amen.
Amen. Man, I want my kids to know.
Amen.
Something happens to your daddy, I'm in heaven. Ashley freaks out every time Sister Angie and I fly together. She don't worry about it when it's just me. She don't. She thinks she can handle losing one of us. And the one she can handle losing is always me. But she's going to spaz out tomorrow. She'll spaz out knowing we're on an airplane. She's going, I know how she does. Hey, baby, it's okay. That plane crashes, we'll be in glory before it hits the ground. You understand that? Mom and daddy will be in heaven.
Yes.
Ain't that a blessing? Man, we got a future together. I've got family who's already there. I've got some people I'm not physically related to, but they're my family, and they're already there. Brother Mike, old J.M., he's there cheering us on this morning, sure as I'm standing here. I can hear that old gravelly voice. I can hear him. Brother Jay, Stacy, Jason, wherever you at, he's right there cheering us on. I got a little old grandmother. She's about that tall and about that wide. Probably not now. She's got a glorified body. So it's probably about like this one. So, took you a minute, huh? She's already there. I've got an aunt that loved me. She took secrets to her grave. She was that family member you could tell anything. And I always did. Wasn't afraid to tell her nothing. Because nothing made her love me any less. And she's there this morning, baby girl. You count on that. Oh, I miss her. We ain't going to miss her long. Jesus is coming.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And boy, you talk about a family reunion.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! What a day that'll be.
Amen.
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 Let's stand to our feet this morning. How's the future of your family looking this morning? I want my kids to sing. It's family day. Levi, you and Katie come. While they're coming, if we could, and I know what time it is, but it's a special day. Let's give the Lord a little time this morning. Don't rush Him. I wonder, just for a moment, if we could just bow our heads all over the building. Nobody looking around. Heads are bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's somebody here today. Say, preacher, I'm not sure about being in God's family. I couldn't tell my family for sure. If I died today, heaven would be my home. I'd sure appreciate it if you'd pray for me. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. You just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, I'm not sure. Pray for me that I'd get that settled in my heart. Anybody, just slip up your hand and put it right back down. Well, according to that testimony, everybody here is saved this morning. I wonder if there's somebody here. You know heaven's going to be your home when you die. I wonder if there's somebody say, hey, preacher, pray for me that I'd get the focus straight and point my family in the right direction. How about that? Hands all over this building. Thank you this morning for being obedient. Fathers, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for a good day. Thank you for our family that is here today. Thank you for our church family that's here every week, God. Lord, you saw the hands. You know the hearts. I pray, Lord, you'd have your way in this invitation. Now, God, just get honor and glory out of everything that's said and done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.